We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top story this half hour, Chicago's top cop breaking his silence after the release of that body cam footage that showed the deadly police shooting of Dexter Reed. WBBM's Brandon Eisen has that story.
I'm not going to do anything to frame anybody's mind about what happened in that shooting.
CPD Superintendent Larry Snelling, in a press conference from CPD HQ, he did applaud Mayor Brandon Johnson for earlier this week framing the process of COPA's independent investigation into Dexter Reed's fatal encounter with CPD officers. Snelling says that he will not speculate on any wrongdoing until all the facts are in.
And as the leader of the Chicago Police Department, I have to be very careful about what I say, because When you're the police in this environment right now, and you have a police-involved shooting, anything you say can be taken that you're being biased.
The Civilian Office of Police Accountability released video footage of the shooting on Tuesday. To that, Snelling said only that a full investigation is underway. It would be irresponsible to make final judgment at this time, and that this isn't something that should be played out in the court of public opinion.
Let's not litigate this before we even have all of the facts.
At CPD HQ, Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
It's 3:04, just 2 days after his retirement, an acclaimed suburban police canine has died. WBBM's Jim Gutis live at the anchor desk with the story.
Keith, it was back on March 3rd that canine Dax was injured while apprehending a person who had committed several felonies and was fleeing, according to Lake County Sheriff's Police. Dax injured his neck and spine, which resulted in temporary paralysis to his hindquarters. And then Dax was later diagnosed with disc disease, which was aggravated during the incident on March 3rd. Veterinarians determined that Dax would not be able to return to active duty, so he was retired from service. The police in Lake County now say that this morning Dax passed away. Sheriff John Eidelberg says canine Dax will always hold a special place in Lake County's hearts, and the force is incredibly saddened by his passing. Dax will be remembered, according to the sheriff, for the lives he saved, violent offenders he apprehended, and drugs he kept from being distributed in the community. Live at the anchor desk, Jim Gutis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Lake County Sheriff is highlighting de-escalation training that led to a peaceful conclusion to two events that occurred this week.
In one case, deputies were sent to a home in unincorporated Deerfield for a report of a man in mental crisis. He had a gun, and the 911 caller feared he was going to kill his child and the child's mother. They were able to get the mother and child out of the house, and according to the sheriff's office, the deputy spent 2 hours calmly talking with the man, who was in a bathroom, until he agreed to go to a hospital for an evaluation. The second case was in a home in Volo, another man in mental crisis and suicidal. He was armed with a knife. Again, the sheriff's office says the deputy spoke to him calmly. He wanted to talk to a combat veteran. veteran. They got one on the phone, an off-duty member of the sheriff's office. He convinced the man to go to a hospital for evaluation. Sheriff John Eidelberg said, "We place a major emphasis on de-escalation versus rushing to use force." Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Charges filed against a teenager in an expressway shooting left a middle-aged man dead last month.
Illinois State Police say a 17-year-old boy is charged with murdering a 50-year-old man on the Bishop Ford Expressway March 16th. Police had received a call about an Infiniti SUV that had crashed northbound at 170th Street in Lansing. Troopers arrived and found that the driver of the SUV had been shot seconds before on Route 394. Officials say Eric Satterwhite was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. State police say they've recovered the gun that was used. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Three juveniles and an 18-year-old male are in custody. Chicago police say the trio robbed a person, or four people robbed a person yesterday at West Fremont and West Waveland in Lakeview. Police say the four were traveling in a stolen vehicle.
A longtime volunteer at the Ronald McDonald House is celebrating 4.5 decades of helping others.
Joe Hobine lives near Chicago's original Ronald McDonald House in Lincoln Park and began volunteering there in 1979. 5 years later, he took charge of the gardens.
It looked interesting, and I'm an outdoor person. I enjoy anything outdoors. It was kind of up my alley, and it was something new to learn, and it's challenging, but I enjoy a challenge.
That challenge included adapting to the changing surroundings when the house moved to Streeterville and the neighborhood grew around the rooftop garden.
It wasn't long before the high-rises started going up all around us, and I had to learn which plants do well in shade.
Like the plants, Hobine's volunteer role has grown. Since retiring from his job at American Airlines, he manages other volunteers to keep the space beautiful for the families of hospitalized children. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A Die with Dignity bill is making its way through the Illinois General Assembly. At least a dozen states currently have bills that would legalize physician-assisted death. Deb Robertson, an Illinois resident and cancer patient, spoke to the AP, saying she doesn't want her family to suffer. Her death is painful.
Accepting the fact that it isn't going to be okay, but what am I going to do with the time that I have here on this earth? How am I going to make it the best that it can be for me? And I want it to be remembered in a positive light. That was very important for me.
Eight states and the nation's capital already allow it, but only for their own residents. Vermont and Oregon permit any qualifying American adult who is terminal to travel to their state for the practice.
Chicago police make an arrest tied to a shooting a month ago in Humboldt Park.
Chicago police say on March 11th, 37-year-old Larry Walker and another man got into an altercation with a 44-year-old man in the 4000 block of Potomac. And at some point, Walker shot the 44-year-old in his arm and neck, critically wounding him. Exactly 1 month later, officers arrested Walker in the 3900 block of Division, just a short distance away from where the shooting occurred. Walker is now charged with felony attempted first-degree murder and felony aggravated battery. Police are still looking for the other man who was with Walker at the time of the shooting. Mai Martinez, News Radio 105.9 W.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.